By now, my background is known to many. My life journey from a Teochew Kampong in Aokang Lakotio to Harvard Law School, from being senior counsel and partner in world-leading law firms like Drew & Napier and Clifford Chance, to now standing as a candidate for the Workers' Party. The big question on everyone's mind is this: why am I doing this? Why is this senior counsel leaving what is a comfortable life and aligning himself with the opposition Workers' Party? It's for this reason. Our country is at a turning point, and we need every concerned Singaporean to step forward and speak up about the issues that matter. The future doesn't write itself. We shape it, you and I. Many Singaporeans are struggling with rising costs, job insecurity, housing affordability, and a growing sense of political unfairness and discontent. Our young worry whether they can build their dreams here or if they should move elsewhere. Our seniors, they worry whether they will have enough for their retirement. And parents are not just stretched financially, they are pressured by the education system, and they wonder whether the education system is really training our children for the future world they're moving into. Seasons like these offer us a unique opportunity to recalibrate. Not as a rejection of our past, but to build on the very rich legacy we Singaporeans have received. The best way to honor our founders is to build boldly on what they have passed to us. I think there are three priorities we need to set for our future. First, we need to make affordability and financial security of our citizens the core of everything we do. And that means better HDB affordability, better CPF for our returns for our seniors so they can retire with dignity, and let's eradicate elder poverty in Singapore once and for all. We should not be seeing our old uncles and aunties cleaning toilets, collecting cardboards, and clearing tables. Two, we must open up our society to realize the full economic potential of our citizens. And that must mean a more open and broad-based education system that trains our children for the world of the future. It must mean a more open mainstream media that gives greater voice to alternative views. And it must mean a more balanced politics, not one overwhelmingly dominated by one party. The future belongs to countries and people who are creative, innovative, and risk-takers. We cannot expect to produce risk-takers and innovators in a system that has a narrow education system, a closed media, and worse still, a closed politics where we hear just one dominant voice. The third thing we as a society need to do is this: to really unite our people, we must embrace a fairer politics. And that must mean a few things. It must mean that the People's Association and the Electoral Boundaries Review Committee must be fully independent of the government of the day. And it must mean that we start treating our arts community, civil society, and our critics with respect, not suspicion. We are all pro-Singapore, And so, let's not ever in Parliament mangle the poem or poetry of one of our most beloved poets and suggest disloyalty on his part. Let's not ever withdraw funding, arts funding, from one of our best artists because his cartoons paint a different political narrative from the national one. And let's not also leave our citizens with the distinct impression that some of our brightest minds in this country are denied tenure because they have dared to speak truth to power. These things breed resentment, and as a small country, we can't afford that. So in short, I believe we must open up Singapore to meet tomorrow's challenges. Staying the same, voting for overwhelming PAP control, that is not stability. That is stagnation. And that is why I joined the Workers' Party.
I joined the Workers' Party because I believe in its core mission to be a credible and rational alternative for Singaporeans, and I wish to contribute to that endeavour. I strongly believe in the value of having a balanced political system where no one party has an absolute monopoly on talent and ideas. I believe, particularly in this SG60 year, that it is time that we as a people be an active citizenry in charting the course of our nation for the next 60 years and beyond. In that spirit, I am stepping up in these elections because I believe that our collective endeavour to build a caring, just and more equitable society is truly greater than the sum of our parts. While I was in legal practice, amongst other areas of law, I had dealt with multiple property issues and disputes. And I've seen how families can be torn apart over ownership to property and the right to keep or sell property, and many are afraid to lose these rights, as many are concerned that they will be unable to afford another home of their own in this market. I also observe that our housing policies more broadly and in the current housing market, there is a major concern for many residents, especially when I was volunteering at the MPS sessions. Many of my generation face the challenge of entering the housing market as prices rise, while at the same time, many of my parents' generation face the impending burden of lease decay. You know, I will champion, amongst other things, for alternative solutions with regard to varied BTO leases in an effort to enhance affordability for especially first-time buyers like myself entering the market. I believe our party has put forth several policy proposals on these issues, both in the last parliament and in our current manifesto. And I would certainly consider myself an advocate for those proposals, should I be fortunate to serve you in parliament.
There are two key issues I care deeply about and I will champion in parliament when elected. First and foremost, education, of course, right? Something very close to my heart. As a former teacher and now as a parent, I've seen how education shapes our children's future and uplift them. But I also see the pressure our kids face, the financial and emotional burden it places on families, especially the current over-reliance on tuition. I want to push for an education system that is more forward-looking, less stressful, and more inclusive. Two, cost of living. Like many parents, I feel the struggles of raising children in Singapore's expensive environment. We, as parents, without a doubt, make sacrifices for our kids to help them succeed. I want to be a voice for practical and fair policies that support families and protect breadwinners. It is vital, hugely vital, that the government continues to improve our lives and create opportunities for Singaporeans. In summary, I want to be a balanced and measured voice in Parliament, speaking on these important issues. As a loyal opposition, I will challenge the government to do better, to rethink their policies, and above all, create a brighter future for our children.